Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, right? You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disastrous faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I see to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, talks where you wanna tote. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble come, guess who put the knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I see to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story.
Good evening, and welcome to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. Well, today's topic is going to be short and very sweet. We're going to do a 30-minute segment today, and then we'll pick up again tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Our topic for today is keep doing what God is telling you to do. He has your back. We all have a purpose. Some have no idea what it is. some have an idea, so know exactly what it is. But the first step is to identify, understand, and accept that you do have a purpose. Sometimes in life, when you're working on your purpose or walking in your purpose, challenges come up. But I want to let you know that you have a partner that has your back. We're going to go into the book of Psalms today. That's chapter 91. Psalms 91. Reading from the 1st to the 16th verse. He that dwelleth in the high and the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I would say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth should be thy shield and buckler. See, when you're doing the right thing will come to you. And no matter what it looks like or what it seems like or what comes up against you, God said, that He will cover you with His feathers and put you under His wings. Show thy trust. You gotta trust His truth. And He should be thy shield and buckler. I mean, He's gonna protect you when you're pursuing your purpose. So the purpose is like an assignment. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. So even if someone will shoot an arrow aiming at you, don't be afraid, because God got your back. That arrow could be lies, scandals, that might come up against you. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. That means no matter who, what, or how many come up against you, it cannot touch you. God also said in His word that no weapon formed against you should prosper. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. So when people try to do things against you deliberately, just being wicked, they'll get their reward. Not that I glorify in anyone their reward for wrongdoing. You know, we're not to glorify in when people get punished or things like that. But I'm just letting you know not to worry, that God has your back. He see and knows all things. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitations. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thee dwelling. Not even a plague. You know what a plague is? Like locusts eat up all your kraut, eat up your harvest, all the seed that you planted, your barnyard. Neither, not even a plague can come and touch you. God has a shield. He has you underneath his feathers and his wings. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Do you know that we have personal angels assigned just to us? We just have to activate it by faith, meaning we have to believe that we do have personal angels assigned to us. And they become activated by our faith. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. God said, because you have set your love upon him, that he'll deliver you because you have known him. You know his name. Just like he know his sheep knows his voice. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I read from Psalms 91 from verse 1 through 16. That chapter and Psalm was laid in my heart today as I start thinking about today's topic. Whatever God is telling you to do, it may be to write a book, to start a new business, to pursue a career, or even an invention. And people will look at you and say, you don't need to be doing that. You know, you should be doing this, or you're good at this, or maybe this is your calling. No, you keep doing what God is telling you to do. I know for a fact that when God gives you vision, he gives you provision. You don't look at the things you don't have or how you're going to do it. He will give you the provision right along with the vision. And even during that pursuit of your purpose, there will be some rejections. But rejection is direction. If you're driving down a highway where there's reconstruction being done and you see the little orange cones on the side of the highway and then you see a sign that says detour, there's a reason why they're telling you not to go that way. Pay attention. The exact same things with doors. Like I mentioned doors in my book about revolving doors. A revolving door, when you go into a commercial building, there's a revolving door. And if you don't take that exit, you'll keep going around and around and around. And then you have some slam shut doors right in the face. You're trying to walk in, but that door is shut right in your face. It's a good thing. Maybe you shouldn't be on the other side of that door. And then you have the open doors that no man can open and no man can shut. Because every good and perfect gift comes from God and it adds no sorrow. And during pursuing your purpose, it's a process. First comes deliverance. then you go into a wilderness, which is only for a season. It can be 40 days or it could be 11 days. It all depends on your obedience. And then there's the promised land. You can see the promised land, and it's yours. There's a giant. There's a giant right at the entrance of the promised land. But God is with you. You just don't look at the obstacles, because that will be the only thing you see when you take your eye off the goals. And once you enter into the promised land, flowing with milk and honey, know that there's still work to do to maintain. Can't get too complacent or begin to get too greedy. Always just stay needy for the Lord. God is an awesome God. He is faithful. Whatever he put in your heart to do, and you continue to do it unto his glory, always have your back. That's a funny little thing. One time my mother was telling me, she said, well, you kind of watch. You know, people always say, I gotcha. I gotcha. I got your back. She said, yeah, you got my back, then who got yours? There's only one person that I know that I don't have to question about who has their back, because I know they have my back. And that's the Almighty God. That you have to believe and stand still and know that he is God. Because there is a God, but you're not it. So whatever he's telling you to do, continue. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. And don't look back. Because he has you under his feathers, under his wing. And he has you assigned personal angels. These angels are so on point that there have been times when you got in your car and you had to get back out the car and run in the house to get something. And when you got back in the car and drove down the road, made a left turn, there was a horrible car accident. That you could have been in. But you see how God orchestrates things? How he keeps protecting you? So when it's time for you to make decisions as you're pursuing your purpose, know that God has your back. Don't worry about what people think or say about you, because if we paid attention to what people think and say about us, we will all be broke. That was a joke. Everyone has their position and their part that they play. You do yours and let them do theirs. And continue to let God do his. Now, we have a short segment today, and I just wanted to make a quick announcement that on February the 15th, the Purpose of Closure debut and book signing will be held at Anthony's Caribbean Restaurant off of Harris, W.T. Harris Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be having a guest saxophone player, and the food will be catered, and it will be through RSVP only. For more information, check out the website for the listed upcoming events, or for more information, you can email or call. Also, I announced yesterday about the Mathis Community Center. Today and tomorrow, they have their facility open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's mostly for the elderly or the homeless, where they would be serving hot drinks and hot food. I don't know if it's a meal, but maybe some soup or chili or something. That information and phone number and address also posted on the website, www.thepurposeofclosure.com. And if you have any special announcements that you would like for us to share, or any important information that is confirmed, that is positive, that would help someone, you are more than welcome to share it, and we will air it or post it on the website. Now, as I was saying, just remember to keep doing what God is telling you to do, because he has your back.
Hey, yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they care. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to fear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember, I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, toast where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who puts a knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma.